The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Take advantage of your extra time with Highland Community College's new low rate, as low as $120 per credit hour. Highland has a new and improved online platform that is available now, with many class options and programs to choose from. And financial aid is also still available. Enroll now by calling 785-442-6000 or visit them online at highlandcc.edu. A new low rate with a new and improved online platform through Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hey, welcome back to Horton, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening as it's the guys' turn. Mark Hill Mount Academy being hosted by the Horton Chargers. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer in the K Radio Sports Studio. We've got Aaron Lewis here to my left, Tom Townsend. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters for these two teams to the, as we were talking about during the time between the games, too. What is an outstanding crowd that is really into the games. I mean, good crowds help make good games.
Absolutely. Coming from a public address announcer standpoint, the more you can get a crowd involved into the game, the more exciting the game is.
Looking at the starters, first of all, for Horton High School, head coach Don Smith. Horton coming into the game tonight at 1-12 and 1-11 in the NEKL. This game would make their season.
Yeah. You know, when you're going up against a team like Far Hill Mount Academy, and with the final score of the last game, I think this would just put the cherry right on top of the season. Just give them enough of a something to look forward to for next year.
Well, Horton's going to be starting Ethan Miller and Jaden Oswald, Trey Lockwood, Dutch Keough, and Noah Messiah. From our Hillmount Academy, head coach Brad Kunicki, his assistant Christian Russell and Corey Eckert. From Hillmount Academy is going to be starting Colburn Korbelik, a 5'11 senior, 5'9 inch senior, Brody Mispagel. Going to have Drew Cottle out there. He's a 6'2 junior. 6'2 senior, Stanton Shepard, and at the 5'6'3 senior, Shane Soxie. MHMA in the traveling black uniform with gold in white lettering and trim. I really always was fond of that uniform. Chargers have the home white with royal blue. The inbound is going to come in to Morgan Mount Academy as the season. The visitors have the ball in. There is no jump ball in high school basketball.
Whoa.
And we're underway. You didn't know that?
No.
No jump ball in high school basketball. It used to be at least just to start the game and to establish, you know, the possession era. But no jump ball this year.
So
it is a COVID rule.
Gotcha. All right. I was going to say, that was new for me.
Yeah. And here we go. Ravens are going to have it to begin things. And it's skipping out on top. MHMA drives and shoots. It's off the window and as quickly as that. Colburn Korbelik makes it 2-0. Ravens have tremendous offensive skills. And
oh,
now
they're
going to steal it. Colburn over to Mispagel. He'll go up and in, and Brody with 2. It's 4-0.
This Ravens defense is moving quick. Quick hands, great passing.
Miss Bagel with the steal. Horton has not gotten to midcourt yet. Ravens third possession, a 15-footer is off the rim. No, rebound tipped out and over the back of Stanton.
I don't know, Tom. I don't really know if I agree with that call. I feel like there wasn't any touching, no bumps, no nothing. I think the defender just went up and over him to grab it.
I think that's what Stanton is saying. You're out there in his mind, at least he's thinking the same thing. Horton coming up the floor, gets it into the forecourt, over to the right side to Dutch Keough. Dutch is doubled up. They'll dish it over to the left with a three-point shot. Set sailing good. How about that by Jaden Oswald, huh? Jaden gets Horton back to within a point at 4-3.
Knock down those open shots.
6:40 to play in the first quarter. Miss Fagel, top side, Korblik. He's such a good shooter, but that one won't go in off the rim a couple of times, and the rebound pulled down by the Horton Chargers. Trey Lockwood comes down with the ball, kicks it over to Oswald, and back up the floor with it will come Ethan Miller. Miller runs the ball clip from the one. They'll go to the free throw line, getting it there to Matthias. Now here's a three from the left side, looking for his second one, but Oswald couldn't get that with a drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Carter. Drew looks away, over to the right side. Korbelik underneath to Stanton, the feed into the lane. Shane doesn't get it to ball, but gets fouled. He'll come to the line for two. Shane Soxie. Foul is going to be on Noah Matthias. Noah's first foul. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game, coming 2 minutes in. Shane Soxie steps to the free throw line. Again, the 6'3" senior, free throw good.
Yeah, that's a big boy. 6'3" for a high school basketball player.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's a great high school basketball player. He's a really good tight end on this football team for the Ravens. Second free throw is good.
I was going to say, if that kid doesn't play football, there's something wrong.
6'3" Ravens. Dutch Keough has it in the backcourt. Kicks it out toward the middle. Now he'll get into the forecourt. A little skip pass over to the left to Oswald. It's going to be stolen by the Ravens. Outlet over to Cottle, who will rotate 360. Put a shot up, but it won't go in.
The hardest part about those spinning shots is you can't see the basket.
And Drew Cottle is as fast as he looks. He is state sprinter, and he is absolutely fast. Here's a shot deflected, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it will belong to Marhill Mount Academy. So MHMA is going to be putting it back in from deep in the backcourt. We just had a substitution for Horton as Carter De Los Santos comes into the game. And here comes Brody Miss Fagel into the forecourt. Over to the left side to Drew. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Pretty low scoring so far. Here's Stanton.
Great pass.
You'll see MHMA, Aaron, is just really good at moving the ball. They shoot the ball well. They've got good speed. They play good defense. They are pretty complete kind of a team. And that's reflected in a 12-4 record, you know. And then here's the defense tying a ball up, and quickly Horton and the coaching staff calls the timeout. We're going to take a break with Coach Smith. We're at 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter in Horton. Morehead Mount Academy 8, Horton 3.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas, as we return. The Chargers putting the ball in play, trailing it here by 5. 8-3 with 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Keough will bounce it off on top. De Los Santos over to the right side of the lane. The kick back out on top of the Dutch. He will accelerate, lose the handle on it for just a minute. And is it going to get away? No. Yeah. I thought he may have saved it right at the baseline, but the official there on the spot says no, out of bounds.
He's got the best eye in the house right there.
Got the perfect view, the perfect line, and here comes Brody Miss Pagel. Brody, skip pass down to the baseline, the feet underneath for Stanton. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Quick hands by Trey Lockwood. And the Ravens are going to have a couple of substitutions coming into the game, as it'll be Parrish Beagle and Kenny Howard coming in. The Ravens tonight are going to play a lot of players. In the last handful of games, they have played a lot of guys. And by a lot, you know, most teams are going to play maybe 7, 8, 9 is a big number. Ravens are going to play a dozen guys. And here's the feed underneath. The shot misses and a rebound down to Parrish. Out on top, Colburn. He will cut into the lane, put it up with one hand, and knock it down.
What a save.
Colburn, he's smooth. I'll give him his fourth point right there. 10-3, Ravens in front. Inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Top side of the basketball. Here's Horton with it in. Matthias kicks it all the way out into the center circle. De Los Santos jumps it to the right to Keough. Top of the key now to Lockwood. Lockwood drives, goes in, goes up, draws a foul. Is it a shooting violation or not? It's going to be the question. Is Kenny Howard?
Looks like they're going to say it was on the floor.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure how.
Trevor Ottman is going to come in for Horton. Yeah, the official's going to have him putting it in at the baseline, and he will come in. Oswald will bring it in to the baseline left for the quick three. Rolls around, hangs on the lip, and then falls in. Trey Lockwood.
You know, it's nice to see a big man be able to shoot that three so effortlessly.
It is 10-6. Horton hanging tight on the strength of a couple of long shots. A three-point shot makes a big difference. Here's a feed in the middle. The dish back. Korbelik shot won't roll in. Rebound out to Stanton. Shepherd in, up, no, tipped out. Going to be saved by Parrish, and he is kind of run over, but no foul called. That's a good break for Horton right there, and I like it when you talked about earlier making a no call. That was a good no call right there.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, you have to make a decision. You let the guys play and let them go ahead. They're going to be physical. It's a physical game. You know, Horton's got a lot to prove to show that they're, that last game wasn't them being bad, that they just had an off night.
Stan Shepard goes up with the shot, gets fouled, and he's going to have a pair of free throws coming up here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 10-6, Morehill Mount Academy in front. First foul of the game by Trey Lockwood. Team foul two for Horton. Team fouls are even. Two fouls apiece on these clubs. The free throw here for Stanton will not go in.
A little hard on that one.
Ravens are going to bring Andrew Schwinn into the game. Andrew looks like he could lift a Buick, doesn't he? I mean, the forearms.
Yeah.
The bicep, triceps. I mean, he is a strong guy. Second free throw is good for Stanton.
You know, looking at him, he doesn't seem like he's the tallest guy on the court. But without a doubt, I can tell he is the strongest.
2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Horton with the basketball, trailing it by 5 at 11-6. They'll bring the ball still in the backcourt to the center circle, cross at the middle into the forecourt. They're going to come with Ethan Miller. He'll swing it over to the left side. Here's a three shot now. Rebound pulled down by Colburn. Korbelik down the court. He is 1-on-3. Does a nice job backing it away. Now we'll come down with a floater from the left side, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Colburn Korbelik. That was a good job. You talked about earlier staying in and holding your position, trying to draw the foul. Trey Lockwood was able to do just that. Colburn will have his first foul today.
I agree. It's one of the, taking a foul is a charge at the least. It's so hard because you don't want to get hit by another player. But it's some of the most important things to learn is take that charge.
Now, the fans wanted an over and back there, but there was no forecourt established.
Right.
So that is why the official was perfectly correct in not blowing that whistle, and Horton coming up the court with it. Finish over to the right side, and now we're going to have a turnover down to the baseline by the Chargers. 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is 11-6. Marhill Mount Academy. Parrish Beagle walks it up the floor. He'll cross in the logo right at the center. Goes over to the right side. Soxie is back in. Shane will have it. Topside Colburn over to the left to Parrish. Skip pass inside. Soxie has it stripped out of his hands, and they're going to come
really?
Jump off. Oh, my goodness.
The
possession error is going to go to Horton, and back it will come to the Chargers. They're only down 5. So Horton's doing a good job of staying close, not letting Morehill Mount Academy get that big, insurmountable kind of a lead.
Agreed.
Just kind of work around and keep this a game. The ball is going to be slapped out of bounds by Beagle, and it'll come back in again to Horton just directly below us here at midcourt. With 1:26 to play, in the first quarter. Chargers are a big team. And by big team, I mean they are big guys. They're kind of tall, but they're very broad, you know, and wide and solid, solid guys.
But definitely the most muscular basketball team I've ever seen.
1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Cross court is going to go. Here's Oswald. Baseline goes up, gets fouled, and now they're going to say, though, comes in at the baseline. So Andrew Schwinn will have his first foul of the day.
I think Schwinn getting off his feet just enough to create separation was enough for that Horton player to get down. Draw the foul.
Chargers back up court into the forecourt with it. That's going to be Lane Motton. Now it's going to be stolen away. Driving down, Korbelik, and he has just run out of bounds. And Colbert did a nice job of just kind of kicking the ball off of a defender.
Yeah.
It'll be Raven ball at the baseline.
That's a veteran move right there. If you don't have a shot and you're coming down to no place to go, toss it off the defender.
Ravens have a topside. 40 seconds to go in the first. Parrish Beagle out between the circles. Starts left, comes back right, gets it there to Colbert. Soxie plays it at the high post, feeds into the lane to Kinney. Back over to the right side, Colbert's two is missing, and the rebound, and we're going to have a foul. That was a good call by the official. I think Andrew may have just picked up number two. You bet. Didn't take long. Andrew Schwinn, foul number two, and I suspect he may not be out there very long, although I don't see Coach Kunicki making any kind of a move to replace him.
That Raven bench looks silent.
Yep. They're just pretty stoic over there. 20 seconds to go in the first. Pass comes into the middle. Drive it in. Up and good. Well done in the middle by Trey Lockwood. He's got five. How about this? 10-8. Ravens, or rather 11-8. Ravens up by three. Here's a shot for Schwinn. No. And a rebound is going to go out of play. It will be Horton basketball, but that's almost a waste with 1 second to go the length of the court.
Yeah. At this point, you just pass it in and let the clock run out.
It'll come into the backcourt, and I don't know how strong you are. The ball is going to be stolen, and it's going to be put in by the Ravens. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
Beautiful defensive play.
Instead of throwing the ball to the other end of the floor, they brought it in beneath their goal, and Colbert just stole it, went straight up, and where's the end of the opening quarter? Stunning late buckets got the Horton crowd. He's got him fistified. We're going to take a break after one. For Hermann Academy 13, Horton 8.
Buying a home can be one of the happiest moments in your life. At Exchange Bank, we want the process of applying for your home loan to be an easy experience. With our new online mortgage application at myexchangebank.com, you can get pre-approved in as little as 15 minutes. See how easy that first step to new homeownership can be. Get your next home loan with Exchange Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Exchange Motor Bank lobby on Kansas Avenue is now open, as well as a teller station in the main bank foyer.
Still a buzz about the last second, absolutely last second shot by Colbert Korbelik, who stole that inbound pass and got it to go in before the buzzer. Ravens come out to now have the ball to begin the second quarter, leading it here at 13-8. MHMA has this lead. Here's a shot that goes up and misses. MHMA has led by as many as seven, leading it here by five. Long three. Oh, wow. From way outside for the Horton Chargers. How about Carter De Los Santos? 13-11. Ravens led in scoring by Korbelik with a half a dozen. For Horton, it is Trey Lockwood with five. Underneath, Soxie misses the layup. Rebound tipped out on top. It'll be Beagles to save it for the Ravens. Now down low again to Shane. Across the baseline, it's going to be allowed to go out of bounds by Aaron Noel.
You know what's really hurting the Chargers' defense is they're not grabbing the defensive board. They're just kind of smacking it out and hoping that their guys get there.
Soxie will take the inbound, and it's going to be taken away from him, but they will say a foul occurs on the floor, and in an effort to steal the basketball, we have a foul committed. 7:11 to go in the first half. 13-11. Ravens in front. That was the first foul of the game by Carter De Los Santos. Ravens jump shot is going to be up and good for Shane Soxie, and he's got four. It is now 15-11. Dutch Keough comes out on top. Jaden Oswald back to Dutch. Ravens drop back in a, what is that, a 2-3 zone maybe. And we have a foul or a travel off the ball. And
looks like a travel.
Wow.
I don't know. I think he made a good move and held his ground and was able to get past. But if anything, I would have called that a foul on MHMA. Still learning all the
acronyms. Here we go. Coming up the court to steal. Horton with the basketball. Keough will take it into the forecourt. 6.5 to go. He's going to be tripped. No foul. Still coming the other way. Aaron Null, the layup is up and good for Aaron.
Nice and easy.
17-11. And for Horton, it is imperative that they stop the Raven run right here. And again, don't let them get that huge lead. And as he drives into the lane, we're going to get a foul called. Coming to the line is going to be Trey Lockwood, and Shane Soxie will pick up a foul.
That was a great take by Lockwood. Splitting defenders, showing off his ball handling skills.
Trey leads his team in scoring, and he'll add to that, having hit the first of two free throws. That is his sixth point of the game, and it's 17-12. Beagle comes out, and Korblik is back in for the Ravens. Both free throws good for Trey Lockwood, so he's got a couple of free throws, a three and a two, and Ravens are back up to four with it. Here's a layup. It's going to be good for Drew Cottle. First points for Drew this afternoon, or now this evening. 19-13. Ravens still leading by a half a dozen, inside six to go in the half. Oswald, all the way to the baseline. Little reverse layup, will not go in. Tipped out Dutch. Thought he was going to take that shot. Instead, a beautiful look-away pass to the block. Now back on top. De Los Santos, no. And a rebound down to Stanton Shepard. Here comes Drew Cottle. Look-away pass over to Colbrin. He will square up for a three. It will not go in. It'll be out of bounds. Off court. Chargers back into the game with Lane Motton. Also, Trevor Ottman coming back in. Morehead Academy puts the ball in play. 5.5 to go in the first half. They lead here by some 6 points. On the right side, that's Aaron Knoll. He's over in front of the Horton bench. Between the circles. Back to Aaron. Kicks it topside. Left-handed three for Cottle, and it won't matter because there is a whistle off the ball.
Looks like a travel by Aaron Knoll. I think that's what they called.
5:15 to go. And now we're going to get Aaron coming out of the game, and Brody Mispagel comes back in. Brody is an in-your-hip-pocket kind of a defender. I mean, you just can't shake him.
I mean, honestly, that's what they need to. You see so much lackadaisical defense nowadays, and I mean, I like the smash-mouth kind of basketball that once was.
Bean is going to come in the middle. Korblik can't get the shot away. Comes out on top. Here's Brody for three. Rims out. No good. Rebound. Out of play. Back. It will come to the Ravens. 4:48 to go in the half. Doesn't feel like either of these teams has ever been able yet so far to kind of get the ebb and flow of things going. It's been a lot of hit and miss. Here's a shot from the middle. It's going to be up a good plus one.
And one. We love to see it.
Drew Cottle hits the bucket, draws the foul, and he's going to stride it to the free throw line. That'll be his fourth point of the game, and it'll be the second foul for Trey Lockwood for Horton. Through his free throw, too strong, and a rebound underneath, pulled down by Trey. That's a good basketball name, isn't it, Trey?
Yeah, for sure.
Horton up the floor, and Ethan Miller brings it up. He'll dump it over to Oswald, and Mispagel reaches in, and they're going to call him for the foul. That'll be the first of the game by Brody, and the Ravens have committed seven. We're going to have Horton coming to the free throw line. 17 fouls for MHMA. Horton has committed only four, and at the line for the 1-1 is going to be Jaden Oswald. His first free throw is good. He will earn the bonus, and with that one has 4 points today. He hit the first point of the game with that long three right out of the gate. And the Ravens love to do this. They hide a guy. Not only is he in the backcourt, but see, he's down on his knees in the backcourt.
You know? Normally, I'm not a fan of that, you know, player basketball terminology would call it cherry picking. But, you know, when you have guys that are as small as some of the guys on Mar Hill's team, it works. Do whatever you got to do to win.
Well, they've certainly been winning a lot. Here's a baseline three for Connell. It won't drop, and the rebound touch Tio. Ravens coming in at 12-4. And they're going to go to arguably the best sub-state in the state of Kansas in this Class 2A. 3:59, a little over halfway through now, the second quarter. Keogh will back, put up a three. Yeah, that wouldn't go in. I love watching him shoot, though. So effortless. Now here's a feed underneath, and a Raven foul. Horton coming back to the free throw line. And in the game today, Horton's done a really good job of, again, not letting Morehill Mount Academy put together the big lead, go on that big, substantial run. They get a few points. They bring them back in. They're battling hard. And here's a free throw that's up and good for Trey Lockwood, who's 3 of 3 at the line today.
Getting bored. We love it. Rebound. I don't think people understand that rebounds can win you games.
Second free throw will not go in, and the rebound's going to be taken back by Lockwood, and now stolen by Schwinn. He'll get it over on the right side. The dish underneath Korbelik for two. The Ravens can move the ball up the floor as quickly as any team at this level I've seen in a long time, if not ever.
You know, this offense, the speed of this offense kind of reminds me of Benedictine. You got the speed of Jaden Bristol at Benedictine, and Colburn Korbelik is just as fast.
They come up quickly. They get some good shots away. They hit a lot, a great percent. Here's the feed underneath, and the shot is going to be up and in for Shane Soxy. He's got 6. I'm surprised Horton hadn't taken a timeout now as the Ravens have assumed a 9-point lead, 25-16.
And there's that timeout you're talking about.
We're taking a break, Joseph. Down to 3:01 to go in the opening half here in Horton, Kansas. Boys High School Basketball. Morehill Mount Academy 25, Horton 16.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years' experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Coming out of the timeout, Horton is already out of the court and ready to go. Ravens leading it now 25-16. The 9-point lead is MHMA's largest advantage so far this evening. Horton gets the ball. Here's Dutch Keogh into the forecourt with it to Lockwood. Back over to Keogh. He will look to the top and dribble it there. A little behind-the-back dribble. Changes directions. The big guy's got great hands. And now we're going to get an offensive foul. And there must have been some kind of a moving screen set down the floor.
Moving screen. One of the easiest things to get called for.
That's going to be the second foul of the game for Noah Mathias in Charger team foul 5. Ravens have committed 8 already. That's gotten Horton at the free throw line a few times so far. Here's a kick over to the right side. Korbelik beats down off the right block. Soxie will turn and shoot, but get it. Schwinn follows up. It won't go, and Horton with a rebound. And now it's going to be stolen by the Ravens. It's up and in for 2.
Great.
The steal by Pottle and the layup by Beagle. You just can never let down against this Raven team. They are, again, aggressive. They are. Never say quit. You can see that in that last second play at the end of the first quarter by Colburn. 2 minutes to go in the half. 27-16 now. Here's a shot at the baseline. It's going to be blocked by Soxy. Followed up and in. That was a great job of staying with the play by Mathias.
Some nifty ball handling. Oh, Tom, he missed that.
I missed
that.
Hey, what happened?
Oh, Korbelik with the behind the back came in, stopped and popped for a bucket.
Berblick is so smooth. That would give him 10 points already. Now the Ravens steal the upcourt play with a minute and a half to go in the first half. 29-18. A double-digit lead for the Ravens over to the left side. Parrish steps inside the circle, puts up the long two, and after the shot, kind of tumbles to the floor. Looks like he had been fouled by Trey Lockwood. Now, Trey, he's a leading scorer on this team, but he's in big trouble there, and he's got to come out of the game. That's three fouls.
Yeah, for him. I agree.
And at the line is Parrish Beagle. First of two, perfect.
Ravens
have been pretty good at the free throw line today.
Both Raven teams were really good at free throw line. You know, the ladies team did really well. I think they hit at least 80% of their shots, and the boys team is doing quite well as well.
Second free throw won't go. It is now a 30-18 lead, Morehill Mount Academy. Minute 10 to go in the first half. Working with the basketball. Ravens have changed defenses. They've dropped out of that zone. They're back to a very tight man defense. As Oswald goes around to the left side. Skip pass out on top. Dutch Keough looks to the corner, stops there. He's being tied up by Korbelik. Finally able to get it away to Miller. And Ethan goes to the corner, and it's going to be put in play right in front of the Raven bench as we're going to have a foul. Is that on Soxie, maybe?
Looks like Andrew Schwinn.
Is that Andrew?
If you notice, during that last possession, Schwinn was guarding what looked like to be the Chargers center. And Schwinn was noticeably shorter than the bigger guy, but, you know, was honestly pushing him around down there. I think that's what they were calling.
Or Schwinn pulls up a chair, and that is his third foul of the game now, so he's out. We're inside a minute to go in the first half. 30-18, Ravens in front. Out on top with it, here's going to be Oswald. Goes in a couple of steps later, but they're going to get a blocking foul and two free throws for Jaden Oswald.
Yeah, I think if he keeps that ball high, kind of bringing it down at that last second, he might have been able to get the and one and only be shooting one.
Shane Soxie, foul number two. Ravens have committed a bunch of fouls. It's a double bonus now as the free throw is up and good.
10 fouls. Goodness, that's got to hurt.
Oswald is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming here, and that one will kick away. No good. Soxie coming up with a rebound. Up with it, Beagle. Parrish down the left side, 35 seconds to go before halftime. Over to the right side, it's going to be caught, a long baseball pass. Korbelik alone, it's three, it's good. Colburn Korbelik has a dozen. 32-18, Ravens down with their largest lead of the game, up 14 points. Horton, coast to coast, the runner, the teardrop over the front left by Ethan Miller. 32-20, 13 seconds left. Korbelik on the left side. Starts at the top, goes back to the baseline, cuts all the way across, and steps on the baseline. Horton's going to have 6 seconds to go the length of the court, and they are going to bring Carter De Los Santos back in. They're going to take out Trevor Ottman. This is a little offense switch. Horton's going to have to hurry. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and a three-quarter court shot not going to happen, and we'll let the Ravens put it in play. 1 second left on the clock. It'll come in, and the shot, half court, not there. It's halftime at Horton. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you in the boys' game. Morehill Mount Academy 33, Horton 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here at Horton, Kansas. Guys, halftime. And Mark Hellman Academy out in front by a dozen. A recap of the opening half scoring. First of all, for Horton, pacing away. Trey Lockwood has eight. Half a dozen for Jaden Oswald. Carter De Los Santos hit a three and two apiece for both Noah Mathias and Ethan Miller. Four more Hellman Academy. Great half for Colburn Korbelik. A dozen points already today. Shane Soxey with six, dropping them into Drew Cottle's 4-3 in the game for Parrish Beagle, and a two apiece for Brody Mispagel. And who else we got with, Aaron Knoll. By the way, three for Stanton Shepard. Fouls are kind of the issue of the day. For the Ravens, Andrew Schwinn has three. A couple of fouls apiece then on Stanton and Shane for Horton. Three on Trey Lockwood. Noah Mathias with a couple of first half fouls. So, fouls are going to play an important part in this game probably as we go along in the second half. And for Horton, Horton guys need to come out in the second half kind of like the Horton girls did. Mm-hmm. That little burst of steam and enthusiasm, you know?
Agreed.
We're going to be back bringing the second half live here on Care Radio. But right now with the intermission score and the boys game, Markham Mount Academy 33, Horton 21. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. It is halftime.
Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill has new rotisserie-style chicken bites, 100% white meat, juicy and tender. You can get them in 6 or 8 pieces and make it a basket with fries, Texas toast, and Hidden Valley Ranch dipping sauce. And don't forget the February Blizzard of the Month, Red Velvet Cake. It's red velvet cake pieces and cream cheese icing blended with their vanilla soft serve to perfection. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small-town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball this Friday evening with Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Horton. We'll be returning to the boys game in just a moment. Taking a look at the upcoming sports schedule. On the 22nd, we're going to have Benedictine men's basketball. That's a Monday night men's basketball game as they play host to Grandview. At 6 p.m., tune in right here at Hot Country 93.7 as the Ravens take on the Vikings. Then on Tuesday night, next Tuesday on the schedule right now, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at Pleasant Ridge with a 6 p.m. tip for the girls game. The boys should take to the court right about 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around Northeast Kansas with the scores as I have them.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. If you are interested in a leading college prep boarding school rooted in the Catholic faith and Midwestern values, visit Marhill Mount Academy online at mh-ma.com. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Taking a look around the area, I've got some finals in girls basketball. It was the Atchison Lady Red over Sumner Academy with a final score of Atchison 73, Sumner 52. In the Nemaha Central Holton game, it was Nemaha Central at 50 to Holton's 31 in the girls game. In the Jefferson County North Carr Parvel game, it was JCN North Girls 38, Carr Parvel 24. In the Hanover Troy game, it was Hanover 60 to Troy Ladies 26. And in the Donovan West Lynn game, it was Donovan West 70 to Lynn's 44. Of course, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get the latest local scores, a more complete listing of these scores. At the half, in boys basketball, I've got Lynn leading Donovan West by 1 point, 15-14. In the Hanover-Troy game, it is Hanover boys 31 to Troy boys 26. Wetmore boys are leading Cornerstone 24-12. And in the Holton-Nemaha Central game, we've got Holton 16 to Nemaha Central's 7. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 15 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 38 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 28. Upper 30s Sunday with a chance for mixed precipitation. Upper 40s Monday. A dusting of snow Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's 29 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 21 out there with the wind out of the south at 8 miles per hour. The relative humidity is relative high at 69%. The dew point sitting at 20 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.32 inches of mercury. Leavenworth's checking in at 29 as well. Oskaloosa 27 with Hiawatha splitting the difference at 28. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Horton, Kansas. Second half of the guys' game just getting underway. Uh-oh, steal. Here comes Colburn. He's in. He's up. He scores as quickly as that. Colburn Corbelin. Joseph Arp. Producer and engineer back at a Care Radio Sports Studio. Aaron Lewis with me here tonight. To my left, Tom Counts with you. And The Ravens with that puck just extend their lead now to 35-21. The crossbar pass by Horton is going to be tapped out of bounds, and it will belong again to the Chargers right at the end of the Raven bench. 35-21, MHMA in front. We are just getting started here in the third quarter. Welcome back. Horton with the basketball coming into the forecourt now, going from right to left across your dial. The feed is going to go down to the right block, and the ball is going to be stripped out of the hands of Trey Lockwood. It's going to go out of bounds, and we'll come back in again down at the baseline.
You know, you really got to give it up for this Raven defense there. So he's got such quick hands, making plays all day.
Here's a little jumper. It's a good Dutch Keogh picking up his first points of the game. It's 35-23. Ravens come back down the floor with it. Korbelik goes left side. Miss Pagel down to the baseline. Stoxy, he will rotate, turn, and doesn't get the shot to fall. And that time, Stan Shepard did a good job of just laying off of that, going over the back. And
no need for a foul.
Here comes Horton back into the forecourt with the basketball. Dutch has it right over in front of the bench. And head coach Smith, cross court, is going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Cottle. It's in and up. Korbelik. I mean, he risked life and limb to steal that ball.
That's why you can't give up on a play. You know, that offensive Horton player just kind of gave up.
Now Korbelik with a steal of the upcourt play, and he goes up for the layup and gets fouled. That was just a little frustration push. It's like, you know what, you've stolen it about three times in a row. Not going to let you have that layup.
Yeah.
6:16 to go in the third quarter. 37-23. Ravens beginning now to stretch that margin just a little bit. Free throws up and good for Colbrin. That is his 15th point of the game.
And I'm hearing you, talk about players from Horton. And Dutch Keogh, we were talking, pregame about how cool of a name that is.
It's a great name. And he's got a great shot. Love the shot that he puts up. He handles the ball nicely.
And me being an announcer PA at Benedictine, I get to see a lot of names. And the name Dutch Keogh just kind of reminds me of a player from Baker University, number 12, Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Kobe.
You come around all these athletes, and some of them just have some really cool names.
Here's a three for Jaden Oswald, a little wide to the right side, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Mario Mount Academy with the basketball, leading it as the shot goes up and does not go in, leading it 39-23. Oswald coming down with the rebound. You've got to be proud of Horton also, as they still have the spring in their step. They're still hustling. They're coming up down the floor. Beautiful little head fake, although the shot then ultimately was blocked, but Horton not going to mail this thing in. Here's a pass across. Nicely stolen and saved out by the Chargers.
What a great hustle play.
Yeah, you got to love with the way these guys go after the ball. I mean, it's not like they've had enough success this season. They've been in a ton of close games, and some years you just have trouble like that. And we're going to have another steal by Korbelik. He will drive and shoot but draw the foul. Is it a foul on the floor? No, it's going to be a shooting violation.
Goodness.
So Coleman Korbelik will come back to the free throw line again, and he's got, 16 points, looking for a couple of more. That's got to be foul number one by Ethan Miller.
Team foul.
Yep. Again, Horton cannot afford to let the Ravens score at the free throw line. End of the game for the first time tonight, we're going to get Grant Coker. He's going to be on the left side of the lane for the Ravens. Second free throw here will not roll in, and it is 40-23. We got a whistle coming up the floor, and we're going to have a timeout. Horton, let's do it. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. Coming at 4:54 to go, third quarter of the game. It's Moorhead Mount Academy 40, Horton 23.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, Horton puts the ball in play near midcourt, and he'll bring it into the forecourt. Ravens in front, 40-23. Chargers will have it on the left side. Looking for the screen. He had it, but then elected to go back to the left side where it goes into the corner to Ethan Miller. Back out between the circles now is going to be Jaden Oswald. Horton with the basketball, 4:20 to go, rolling along. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Beautiful driving layup by Trey Lockwood, and he's at 10 points.
Trey Lockwood took a little bit of contact there and still made that shot.
Geez, you talked about the size of these guys. He's big and strong, and you just don't alter that shot very easily. Ravens missed the first shot, and the second shot results in a foul being called, and free throws coming up here for Stanton Shepard. You got a big, strong guy, and it's you get in front of him, and it's still hard to stop him or make him, you know, miss that shot. Here's Stanton at the free throw line. He just kind of goes up there and throws it in. His fourth point today. Ravens have done a nice job after having gotten in foul trouble a little bit in the first half of the game. They 4 minutes into the second half have not committed a foul yet.
Knock on wood, you know.
Second free throw, short, rebound, Oswald. Here comes Horton with the basketball. Jaden Oswald brings it up. 41-25 Ravens. The feet in the middle, Lockwood dishes underneath. Nice pass, and 2 points for Trevor Ottman. 41-27 Ravens. Now the feet underneath, head fake. Grant goes up, can't get it. Rebound is on the floor, and Oswald picks it up. Looking for some help, and he's going to get it away to Lockwood.
That's a great look. Finding his teammate on the floor.
Feed to the right side. Lockwood drops his shoulder. No foul. Back into Lockwood. And again, they try to. That's the second time Parrish flopped backward. The first time, I noted, they didn't call a foul. The second time, they call a foul, but they call a blocking foul on Parrish Beagle, who threw himself to the ground.
Yeah. So in college, now we've got the new flop warning.
You like that, bro?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. So I think fantastic call by the officials on that one. You know, they're trying to get flopping out of the sport of basketball.
Here's a shot followed up and in right away by Trey Lockwood. Look at him go. He's at a dozen points now, and it's 41-29. But I haven't seen anybody call that flop, any official make that call here in a while.
Yeah, it's very seldom. I feel like a lot of coaches are getting their players to not flop anymore because of it, because of the call. Because now in college, it's the first one's a warning and the second one is a dead ball technical.
Horton with a basketball with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-29. Here's a three from way outside. Nice by Dutch Keough.
That kid's got a shooting stroke like no other.
We're going to take a timeout with Coach Kunicki and Moorhill Mount Academy. The break here at 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago. We're in the third quarter in Horton, Kansas. Ravens 41, Horton 32.
Blair Feeds now has a goat pellet. The goat pellet is formulated with the best ingredients and is a 16% complete pelleted feed that is medicated for the prevention of coccidiosis. The protein energy ratio in this pellet makes it ideal for any goat on your farm. Stop by Blair Feeds at 1000 Main Street and pick up your 50-pound bag of feed today.
Okay, I tell you what, if you're a Horton Charger fan, you got a lot to be excited about. You are playing a team against whom, in your first meeting, you lost to badly. Tonight, you are with them. It is a single-digit deficit. You're making them go tooth and nail. You have not allowed them to go off on these huge scoring runs. You've already got way more points than you had in your last meeting between these teams. Horton is an improved ball club over the last time these teams have met, and they're giving the Ravens a run.
Hey, you love to see it. You love a good game.
Here come the Ravens. Cross-court pass stolen by Trey. Lockwood will drive, shoot, hit the driving layout. Trey Lockwood makes it 41-34. And now a bucket on the other end by Kenny Howard. Ravens got to the other end, and Kenny puts it up in a hurry. 43-34, and now it's stolen again. Karbalik for two. And this is where the Ravens can really hurt you. The quick steal, the quick score, lightning.
Absolutely. And honestly, if I'm the Ravens, I'm turning up the heat. I want this Chargers team to feel the pressure.
And now, as the ball is batted away for a moment by the Ravens, Horton has trouble getting it up the floor, and we're going to get a 10-second violation. They never got it into the forecourt. Some of the fans seem to think that, you know, that there was a possession change, but there never was a possession.
Right. It was just a tip, so no one had true possession of it. It was still over on Horton's ball.
Shot goes up by Drew Caudill, and as it does not go down, Lockwood rebounds it away. Horton back up the floor with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Over to the right side is going to be Jaden Oswald. Feeds down to the block. The kick over to the baseline, and we have a travel call. That was another slowish whistle because that ball had already been passed a time or two before the whistle went away.
Now, kind of interesting. Were they calling it? Who did they call that on? Was it Mathias or was it Lockwood?
I'm will be telling you that I couldn't say. Here's a three by Korbelik. A little wide left. Rebound Caudill. Drew kicks it out on top to Parrish. Right hand push pass. Now back into the corner. Soxy for three. That's way too strong. And caught on the fly by Trey Lockwood. Trey Lockwood is big and strong, and I just hope it's good. The enthusiasm that he plays with in this game.
Absolutely. Oh.
Cross court pass stolen by Parrish. Beagle gets it over to Korbelik. Korbelik behind the head shot hits the bottom of the rim, but Parrish gets the follow-up trash shot. Parrish Beagle with five. 47-34. And again, there's where the Ravens hurt you. They are so quick down the floor, and
I don't think
that is a correct call. I mean, I don't know. Here, let me tell you what happened. The ball is coming up court. Horton stops in the backcourt about two steps short of the midcourt line.
Mm-hmm.
The player in the forecourt leaped back to get the ball, and he had been previously established in the forecourt, caught the ball in the air, and then landed in the backcourt. But I thought the ball having not gone across midcourt, that it would have not been over and back. But I'm going to have to ask some of my officiating pals about this. This is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I will say that is the first time I've ever seen the call like that.
I'll find out later this evening from some of the lads. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Oh, a laser pass and reverse layup will not go in for Aaron Noel. Rebound saved in by Drew Caudill. He's in the lane, falls down, travels with the basketball. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. 47-34. Ravens leading. Horton has the basketball.
You know, 13-point game going into the fourth quarter, that's a hard comeback, but I have seen bigger ones before.
Again, the defense of the Ravens has been the difference for them here tonight. See how aggressively they play. And then as they very quickly drop back into that zone defense, and that's not an easy shift to make. Here's a long Dutch three. No. Rebounding it out is going to be Caudill, and that will conclude the third quarter. We'll be back! Fourth quarter coming up here in Horton, Kansas, after three. Markham Mount Academy 47, the Horton Chargers 34.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Counting up the points in the ballgame here, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 points for Colburn. How about that? He leads the way at 14 for Horton's Trey Lockwood. 47-34. Ravens in front. We go to the fourth quarter. And MHMA putting the ball in play at midcourt. Parrish Beagle, Kenny Howard, Aaron Noel, who's going up with a three that won't go in. We've also got Caudill and Soxy. Those are the Raven five. Out on the floor for Horton. I'm looking through here, and it is Trevor Ottman, Then we've also got Dutch Keough, Trey Lockwood, Jaden Oswald, Ethan Miller. And they're all stolen and knocked out of bounds. That was a great play by Jaden Oswald. He stole the ball, was trapped in the corner, and was able to kick it out of bounds off the shin of Parrish Beagle. It'll be Horton basketball in their offensive end. Underneath, Lockwood, in, up, rims out. Doesn't get the ball, gets his own rebound, follows it home, Trey Lockwood.
Beautiful.
Trey with 16 points, and it's 47-36. 7:25 to go. The feed underneath, Cottle. Can't get the shot away. Comes out on top. Aaron Noah, he's a good perimeter shooter. Throws that one right in there. Aaron with five. 47-39. 7-10 to play. Keough gets it into the forecourt. Need a little help. Kicks it off on top to Miller. Ethan comes to the right side to Oswald. He goes all the way to the baseline, and they're going to call him for a travel.
You know, both these teams have really great ball movement, keeping the defense on their toes, making them work, and trying to find those open shots.
Andrew Schwinn coming to the scorer's table. He'll be checking in at the next dead ball opportunity. We're at 6:45 to go in the contest. 50-36. Ravens over to the right side. Noel going for another three. That one kicked out. It will not go in. Oswald with a rebound. And back up with it will come the Horton Chargers. Again, I like the way Horton has hustled. They've stayed in this ball game. They putting up a three here. Knocking it down from the outside, Jaden Oswald.
They will not go away.
And again, it is a 50-39 lead. We're down to 6:13 to go. The ball batted away, stolen by Jaden Oswald. Here comes Horton. They can again make it a single-digit game. It's worth still over 6 minutes to play. Keough has the basketball. Comes out between the circles. Miller back to the free throw line. Lockwood bounces it off on top. Oswald goes for another three, and he'll hit another one. Oswald, a man with a hot hand right now.
That kid looks like he's got ice in his veins.
Timeout, Ravens. We're down to 5:50 to play. Farhamite Academy 50, Horton 42.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Continued to battle back and battle back. They've cut the Raven lead to 8. Morehead Academy, you know, they've never had a really, really, really big lead. I mean, I guess 17 is their largest lead so far tonight. No, let me fix it. Yeah, 17. 17 is their biggest lead at 40-23. Now they've cut it back again to 8. Here's a feed in the middle. Shane Soxie turns and shoots and scores. Seems like Raven's coming out of timeouts, need the basket. Always able to get the shot that they're looking for.
That's for sure, Tom.
52-42. 5:25 to go. Lockwood out on top. It'll come to Oswald. Now they'll feed in the middle, and we get a push. The official over there says, wait a minute. We got a foul, and we got a timeout, and we're going to take another break, Joseph. What do you say we do that? 5:20 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Ravens 52. Chargers 42.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
We're so happy to have have you along with us here on Kent Radio. It's high school basketball on a Friday evening. The season winding down. Our next broadcast on Kent Radio is going to be Monday night. It's Aaron, I've heard nothing different. The Benedictine men playing here on the 22nd as they're going to be at home with Grandview in the makeup game where Grandview had to request the game being postponed a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. It was to be made up in the event it mattered in the standings, and it will not to Benedictine, but it will to Grandview.
Yeah. And, you know, for Benedictine, it's just going to be another game for them.
We get a ball stolen in the backcourt, and I'm looking for, I heard a whistle, but I'm not looking to see the, I'm looking to see a call.
They called it a traveling call, Tom.
Dutch is going to come out of the game for Horton, and checking back in is going to be Carter De Los Santos. 4:45 left, 52-42, Ravens in front. Here's Beagle with it. He's working to the right side, drives to the corner, brings it back out on top, gets it there to Drew Cottle. Ravens taking their foot off the accelerator just a little bit. They're being more patient. Now here's a set shot for three, up and good by Parrish Beagle. It'll be his eighth point of the game, 55-42. Ravens push back ahead with 4:15 to go. De Los Santos with the basketball over to the right side. Now they'll skip it underneath. Leaning back, putting the shot up. It's in, plus one for Horton. And another bucket for Trey Lockwood.
Trey Lockwood is showing he is the best player on that Horton team.
That will be the third foul for Shane Stocksy, by the way. But the Ravens have really hardly fouled in the second half. That's only their second half foul. We've got 4 minutes to play. The free throw is good, by the way, for Trey. And the Ravens up the court. Now it's 55-45. Parrish Beagle goes right side. Korblik really wanted that shot. I mean, you could see him eyeing the bucket, then didn't. Now from the baseline, it's good by Drew Cottle. Cottle has eight. 57-45. I can't even read my own writing. 57-45. 3.5 to go in the game. Time becoming an issue now for the Horton Chargers. He'll dish over to the right side. Now to pass the middle. Knocked away by Schwinn. That was a very athletic move. As he got the ball, held it, and was able to get a kick back in,
you know,
to a teammate.
It seemed like Schwinn just kind of hung in the air long enough to get that pass over.
Had that Michael Jordan hang time.
Yeah.
Going right there. Here's a long three by Beagle. And it goes in. Plus one. Gets it a four-point play for Parrish. And again, Parrish Beagle slides all the way to midcourt. He knows how to catch that official's eye and make it look like he really fouled hard.
Definitely knows how to sell it. And man, you saw the reaction too, Tom. He loved that call.
Probably the B side of that. Not only is it a chance at a 4-point play, which you complete, but it is also the fourth foul on Trey Lockwood. And you've already talked about how Horton really needs his participation. The ball stolen. Here's Korblik. Drives. Goes up. Blocked. And they're going to call a foul on Horton. Lane Motton. Korblik got a little bit of a jailbreak right there. And Motton came down the floor and prevented the breakaway layup.
I mean, it looked like Korblik might have taken his foot off the gas from that breakaway to take the foul. Because he definitely had two other Ravens who were wide open and could have taken that shot instead of him.
First free throw good. Second free throw also good. 63. It jumps up 63-45. And suddenly now the Ravens leading by 18. They've about slammed the door with 3 minutes to play.
Yeah. In all realistic talk, this game's probably just about over.
Ravens have been on a 15-3 run since Horton had cut it to an 8-point game. Here's a 13-footer by Korblik. Count him. Colburn Korblik with two more. It's now 65-45. Ravens have taken their largest lead of the game with 2.5 to play. Horton in the middle. There's Lockwood. Give him two more. You see the English on the ball as it was spinning and held on the rim and it pulled itself in.
You love it.
Trey Lockwood. 21 points right now. Here's a three for Beagle. No. Rebound. Drew.
Yes.
Drew has 10.
Great job getting the defender behind him and able to just put it nice and easy on in.
67-47. We're at 2 minutes to play. Here's Oswald. No. Rebound, Stanton Shepard. Colburn Korbelik. Knocked away from behind, and it's going to go out of bounds off Horton. That was superb hustle. I mean, you can't say anything else. Jaden Oswald got down there, got in there, knocked that ball free.
Absolutely. It kind of shocked me. You didn't hear any of the Ravens yelling wolf like they normally would for a defending player coming up behind.
Here's Drew Pottle for a three from deep in the corner, and it's now 70-47, and Morehead Academy has exploded. Now as they reach in to steal, we're going to get a foul call. Minute and a half to play.
Tom, does it shock you that they haven't taken Trey Lockwood out? Or do you think they just play it, let him take the chance of getting that last foul with the last minute?
I don't see there's any reason to take him out. I'm not sure he's been out all night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I saw him come off the floor one time.
Yeah. He's just one of those cogs, and I'm sure he's tickled to death to be out there. Now the Ravens are going to make a handful of substitutions.
You know, this is what in hockey we would call a line change.
Well, we're going to say that it's going to be, you got Kenny Howard out there, and here's a shot up missing. Howard's out there. Schwinn is out there. You've got Coker on the floor. Who else do we have out there for the Ravens? We've got Eric Stanton out there, and Aaron Knoll, right? Yeah. A minute to play, 70-47. Ravens right side, Aaron Knoll has it slapped out of his hand. And again, Horton, I mean, they're down 23 with inside a minute to go. They are not slowing down. And now we're going to get the Chargers and Coach Smith to, what do you call that? Substitution?
That's a line change.
The line change. Yeah, there you go. They're going to rotate them. New young athlete into the game. Pass back over to the right corner. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be back in again to Marhill Mount Academy. Aaron Knoll will do the inbound work. The shot from the outside for Knoll. Big collision inside. Where is this foul going to go? It's going to be on Marhill Mount Academy. They were banging after that loose basketball.
Looks like it could have been an over the back.
Jack Allen puts it in play and into the fourth floor with the basketball is going to come Lane Motten. Motten dumps it over to the right side. That's Dayton Simon over there. Back going to come to Motten. Little head fake, no room. Comes back out on top. Trenton Ottman. Back to the left side. Here's a three. Halfway down, it wouldn't go in. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Coker. He will drive, collide. Offensive foul, you bet. That was a fantastic play down the floor. Total props to Dayton Simon for taking that.
You know, he was set for a good 3 seconds. I'm not sure how Coker ran into it.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Horton with the basketball, feeds into the middle. Beautiful pass underneath, so the shot is going to be deflected. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Grant. It'll be knocked away from him. He'll come back and recover it out on top to Schwinn. 4 seconds, 3, 2. That's going to do it. Your final score tonight in Horton, Kansas. Marhill Mount Academy 70, the Horton Chargers 47. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey from Union State Bank of Atchison. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduate's hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help him or her open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with only $25. Plus, your graduates can enjoy our mobile app wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back once again to Horton, Kansas, where tonight the Morehill Mount Academy guys following the footsteps of the ladies, and they come away also with a road win this evening over Horton, 70-47. Recapping the scoring for you for Horton, man. Can't say enough about Trey Lockwood. This guy, sir, he's first of all, he's all conference.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just that good. Played his heart out tonight, 21 points, and led his team in scoring. Also, double figure scoring for Jaden Oswald, had a dozen. It falls off pretty dramatically then to Dutch Keogh's 5-3 in the game for Carter De Los Santos, and then 2 each for Ethan Miller, Noah Mathias, and Trevor Hartman. For the Ravens, your Bank of Atchison player of the game's got to be Colburn Korbelic, not only, Aaron, for his 24 points.
He's got so many steals on that in this game. You know, especially the one right before halftime. You know, grabbed the steal off that inbound play and was able to put it up with that 1 second left on the clock.
Great hustle, great awareness, and Colburn, your player of the game, 24 points. 13 tonight for Drew Cottle, and he had most of them in the fourth quarter. 12 for Parrish Beagle this evening, and then for the Ravens, you'll find Aaron Noah with 5. 4 tonight for Stanton Shepard. Well, we got Shane Soxie in here with 8. 2 apiece then for Kenny Howard and Brody Mispago. And the Ravens continue to play really well, 13-4. They are 11-3 in the conference, and Horton, though, give them a battle. Got to be proud of the Chargers.
Absolutely.
And the way that they stuck right with it. Hey, I'm going to see you probably, what, Monday? We're going to have Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio, and you'll be down on the floor as the Ravens in Grandview. It's guys-only game?
Yes, it is.
And what time's the tip? Is that, I think it's 6 o'clock.
Here, I can actually look it up really quick.
Wow.
But it's going to be a
technology.
I know it.
Fantastic.
It's going to be
that.
A great game for Benedictine. It's not going to be something that's easy. We've got a 6 o'clock tip-off. The number 25 ranked Benedictine College Ravens going up against Grandview University's Vikings.
Hey, we want to thank you for all having joined us this evening. Again tonight in Horton, Kansas, Morehill Mount Academy sweeps the Horton Chargers. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's the producer and engineer back at the Care Studio doing the great hard work, and we appreciate it all, Joseph. Thank you for making us sound better than we are. For Aaron Lewis, Aaron, thank you for being up here tonight. I hope you had an okay time.
I had a great time. It was fun to be here. Glad to watch some really great basketball, too.
Tom Counts saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.